definitely be getting to the new stuff next week. And then, like I said, Jason Hoover, I believe it's going to be two Fridays from now. So stay tuned for that. Of course, you're listening to UBC CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, CITR.ca. You can podcast right there. And some of the recent podcasts are not up right now. We'll get those all back to you from the last couple months, coming up in about a week.
Good morning, darling. How do you feel? I know it seems like a dream, but it's so for real. So get yourself together. Go home. I'll try to explain to your folks why we were gone so long. Last night at graduation, they seemed so proud, ready to send you off to college, but they don't know you won't be allowed, because the school of life. To tell them today it had to come to light. You see, the secret's out, the party's all over. We've gotta be married before the end of October. The school of life caught us early.
African Rhythms.
I feel good tonight.
So do I.
You feel good? Your first time at the Apollo too, right?
Yes, it is.
You know, if someone was in love with you, would you be able to dig it?
No, I don't think so.
You couldn't dig it? But would you like that?
I love it.
Just do this. See. You see, this guy, this guy.
right now, darling. I want you to know, baby, if not, I'll just die.
My kind of lounge music, James Brown, Lynn Collins. Before that, Tommy Tate and the School of Life's, some nice Coco Records, an affiliate of Stax, some nice Southern Soul there. A pretty smoking version, really.
Yes, sir. I mean, Herb Alpert surely didn't have that in mind when Lynn and JB got on there. And it's just so amazing to hear that rendition by James Brown and Lynn Collins almost 20 years later. You hear James still in fine voice there.
Yeah.
it was a wonderful moment earlier on when we got to play live James Brown's Live at the Apollo, one of the greatest albums in any genre of all time.
A million to one, 10,000 people. Someone, the only one, just that someone, we need someone now, under the sun, to care for, to care for, just that someone now. Now I got something I want to tell everybody. And I got something I want everybody to understand. You know we all make mistakes sometimes. And the only way we can correct our mistakes, we got to try one more time. So I got to sing a song to you one more time. Now I want you to know I'm not singing a song for myself now. I'm not singing a song only for myself now. I'm singing it for you too. And when I say something that makes you feel good inside, when I say that little thing, I say that little part that might sting you in your heart now, I want to hear you scream. I want to hear you say, ow! I want to hear you say, ow! Don't just say, ow, say, ow! And I believe my work will be done. Tomorrow, just like a love.
want you to go to see my next door neighbor. But I'll feel a little better if you come on to me. You don't have to tell me, but I believe somebody over here alone, someone. And I believe somebody out here alone, someone. Getting a little cold outside. I wonder, do you know what I'm talking about? I said it's getting a little cold outside. And everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs somebody. You know I like to sing this song. I said I like to sing this song. It make me think about the good thing. It make me think about the good thing. It make me think about the good thing.
We were saying, you know, what a great misunderstanding it is that James is a great singer. People just think he's some kind of raunchy soul funk man. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more to the man, folks. They meet the eye.
Oh, yes, brother can sing.
Well, the ears, for that matter.
Yes, he can sing.
There's a spark of
And that's what I call a real early 70s memory, you know, when I was a kid. For a lot of people, I think, the stylistics, it reached a lot of people's stereo record players, I think.
Mm-hmm. But very much like that father and mother child thing that goes on when you hear music in the house, because for me it was like my mom was listening to blues and jazz and stuff, and you know like you're a kid, I don't want to hear that stuff, and then
B.B. King, Muddy Waters.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, down the road, teenage years, all of a sudden this stuff kicks in, the chords start hitting you a different way, and it's like, whoa.
Yeah, I was grooving on more of the sound of Philadelphia at that time. You know, I was really, you know, for a long time I grooved on the quality of good disco and things, and as much as I appreciate some of that stuff, I mean, Intruders I'll always love, My Mama's going to be one of my all-time faves, mm-hmm. no doubt. I think at times I was missing some of the ballads and the slower stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's always beautiful to hear in those ballads from back then how the vocals so well complement the arrangements and mm-hmm. whatnot. I mean,
Tom Bell.
Exactly. That's classic Tom Bell stuff right there. Delphonic stylistics. Tom Bell pretty much was the heart and soul of the music that carried their voices to the heights that it did. And we were talking about L.J. Reynolds earlier and whatnot. L.J. Reynolds had that kind of range at the time that he did Stop Your Crying.
We're going to have to unearth that one.
All you soul listeners out there, we are on the major hunt for this particular cut. It's called Stop Your Crying. And at one time, LJ had his own group. It was called Chocolate Syrup, and he fronted it, and that was the kind of range that LJ had. It is a frighteningly powerful song.
Well, one of the few guys in town I know who probably does have it, certainly a good chance, would be the Mole of Soul, Bill Ryder. So respect to him for collecting the soul for that long. You know, he had a show in the late 60s playing this kind of stuff. Got to give some credit to that. He's still putting out his chart today. He mainly focuses on independent modern soul as well as the whole perspective of African music. So respect to Bill.
Gonna dig one up for the Mole here.
Yeah. So. Well, we've actually got a perfect track to lead into. I know this is a special tune to Bill, as it is to me. I know I probably say this too much, but this is, to me, one of the finest vocal performances ever to be put on record. And this is John Edwards, that great falsetto?
Yes, indeed.
Falsetto singer from
tenor,
The Spinners?
Tenor, falsetto, yes, indeed. Call
yeah.
It like it is.
Yeah. All right. Let's check this track out. This is from his one and only album, Unaware. Earlier, the Lolita Holloway Cry to Me, also Unaware. It's a Southern label. Sam Dees was certainly associated with the label, and this is a special, special moment. And the 7-inch version is actually different than the album version and is more simplistic and beautiful in its own right.
All right.
John Edwards on African Rhythms.
Hi, baby. Yeah, I just had to come to you, cause I knew you'd never come to me. You know, I always said that you had more pride than any two women. How are the kids? Fine, it's good to see they're still in school. Oh, I woke about 3 o'clock this morning, and all I could do to keep from going out of my mind was to think that maybe you still wanted me. Yeah, I know how you must have felt a lot of times. When I failed to come around for days, did you say to yourself, everything will be okay? And when I fail to call you at night, did you substitute thing
ever I really want to do is to help you feel the feeling that you're rocking and reeling. Cause baby, I love,
love to hold you close to me.
Oh, bring me up, girl, when I'm down. Baby, I need you around. Love to hold you close to me. Girl, I like the way you do me. Send your body heat on through me. The way you give yourself to me in sweet submission. I never thought I'd find myself caught up in this condition. Make a deal, me and you. You just say that you'll be true. And I'll do all I can to give you love as your demand. Cause I love to hold you close to me. When I'm with you, make me feel so good inside, pretty baby. Love to hold you close to me. Said you set my soul on fire. Won't you take me higher and higher? Every time I look at you, my mind just starts to wander. And when I'm near you, babe, I feel a roaring thunder. I may sound strange, but it's true. All I ever really want to do.
Leroy did so much work with the Natural Four, writing a lot of their material.
We played some really great Natural Four over the year, and we'll certainly have to bring those tracks back, because this is what's happening now. It's a good socially conscious track, too. They've got other good tracks.
Oh, yeah, my favorite. We haven't heard it yet. Why Should We Stop Now? That's a classic from back in the early 70s. Why Should We Stop Now? That's a classic.
Yeah, track. ABC album, a late 60s record. Quite an obscure one.
Distance between Vancouver and Buenos Aires, 11,000 kilometers. From August 31st to September 9, the Vancouver Latin American Film Festival will bring Buenos Aires right at home. www.vlaff.org.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Now, said, no matter how hard you try, you can't stop me now.
Rolling, rolling, rolling,
said, now, no matter how hard you try, you can't stop me now. Said, no matter how hard you try, you can't stop me now.
We'll be getting into all of that, my friend. All of that and more.
Lots of soul left, folks. Lots of soul left.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
We're on to the Delphonics now.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they're not so rare, but we spoke earlier about how Tom Bell really created the Delphonics sound behind their neoclassical, if you will, arrangements of French horn and timpani and muted brass and things of that nature and stuff. And this song we're about to hear is a classic example of how Tom mixes in all of those elements, but at the end you hear the Delphonics, William Hart's beautiful vocal coming out and how they soul it up at the end, and you get the flavor as the two just come into a nice crescendo and blend at the finish.
Fantastic.
My New Love by the Delphonics.
All right.
To say that we are proud to serve you. This is CITR 101.9 FM.
Keep right on hoping, and you'll find love again. shining through. Yeah, keep the faith. It's all left up to you.
Keep the faith.
Keep the faith. Keep the faith.
Beautiful, timeless music.
Yes, indeed.
On Stax Records. That's from about 90. Yeah, beautiful, timeless music.
Yes, indeed.
On Stax Records. That's from about 1974. And just the sheer class that it shows in so many ways, the arrangements and the beautiful strings and the message. Music like that today has just got to be encouraged.
This is true, and words to the wise, my brother, for sure. For all those out there, maybe 97 was a little hard on you. Hey, you're here. We've got a few more days left. 98 will definitely be better, so definitely have faith out there, guys.
Here is modern vocal creativity, people. This vocalist is Helen Baylor.
Right in the
101.9 FM. You're listening to CITR. Your hosts, David Jones and Mike Ingram. Tonight, we've been bringing you the best soul music that we've been playing in 97, and a few new goodies thrown in for good measure. A few tracks Mike just brought back from New York. Classy Modern Soul, Oasis, Helen Baylor, played during the year, and very fine, fine Modern Soul.
Yes, very good examples. Modern Soul, the Oasis cut, Helen Baylor there, mixing in, if you're listening to the words, all of those that are into the inspirational or Christian radio or whatnot, you gotta love it because it's sending the message without beating you over the head with it.
I mean,
it's a beautifully done piece of work.
It's got a strong message in its own right, the song stands up, message or without the message, just the beauty and the rhyming. But yeah, there's a good message there.
But we like the fact we always knew that the voices and the golden throats are out there. Now we just need some creative minds getting behind these people there, you know, put those gray matters to work and get that thing out there and get the creativity going on and promote these people, give them some material, give them something to work with besides standards, and you will see them rise to the top in light speed, I guarantee that.
No question. So we're in a nice kind of mid-tempo modern groove. Throw down this Starview, a very obscure Chicago group. We'll be right back. Such a great show.
Yeah, man, who was that masked man? Who's singing then?
Starview, a very obscure Chicago group. It got picked up in, it's from the 70s, of course, but it got picked up in the late 80s in England in the two-step scene, and it's been popular ever since. That track's remained in DJ boxes everywhere.
Oh my God, he must have been studying Eddie Kendricks left and right there, man.
Yeah, that's what we were saying in the break. I mean, it's just pitch perfect Eddie, capable vocalist,
very capable.
Yeah. All right, well, one of our favorite tracks of the year, I think you helped Mike make me realize how great this track is, and that is David C. And Love Me Down. While that's going on, I'm going to try to wind up, and for all you fans of the Henry Miller mixes, I'll bring to you the best one of the year, the Greg Adams.
All right. That was an awesome mix. And that Greg Adams track by itself was just a nice piece of work, man. I love that.
Yeah, all right. Okay, well, let's check it out. David C., folks, he is probably one of the top five great male modern vocalists. No question.
No question.
I'm saying Is there anyone like Jesus who followed in his footsteps? St. Francis is probably the nearest one, huh? St. Francis. Three or four. No Buddhas, are there? No.
Unfortunately.
No Socrates. Yes. Men struggled, didn't they, to make the world aware of their thoughts and their ideas and their principles and so on. What is the end result? The opposite, it seems to me. Really, I wouldn't set up to say what the creative minds have in mind, you see.
Of a sky, the treeness of a tree, the housiness of a house. It serves. It does more. It evokes, elicits, excites.
Henry Miller and Greg Adams, and that was one of the few mixes that I did for the year, Henry Miller mixes. I made quite a few a couple of years back, but that was my return to Henry Meets the World of Music. I'm pretty happy with it. I like it.
a return to innocence, indeed. Strong Enigma flavor going on there, my brother. I like that groove. Greg Adams.
Some nice trumpet playing and
nice
stuff
track.
There. Yeah, yeah. It's got a really nice atmospheric. It's been a wonderful show once
again. Yes, it has. Yes, it has. I've had a lot of fun this year and looking forward to doing some more and branching out further into the Soul Tree in 98.
It's inevitable. I mean, 97 wasn't the greatest year for soul music, at least not from what we've heard, because, you know, there's always those independents and small things that hopefully later we indeed will discover.
Certainly hope so.
Yeah, but in the meantime, Chico DeBarge looms large on the playlist for 97. 5 years, he just got out of jail. He had some trouble, but he's coming back and he's strong, and I think he's got a good philosophy musically and insights. Life isn't easy, but I think that he's made good and made a great CD, Mike.
Yes, sir. I just want all y'all out there to enjoy the groove. No mercy on the groove for those that's into the dance thing. We said it in 97. We mean it in 98. If y'all want to know where the soul trees grow, the roots of all that encompasses it can be found right here on African Rhythms.
Indeed. I'm David Jones. That was Mike Ingram. My co-host will be back next week with another edition. Until then, folks, peace and love.
And coming right up in about 5 minutes is Rat and In the Basement.
Right.